from the ESPN 690 and Ajar and Levine studios.
This is Action Sports Jax on ESPN 690 with Brent Martineau and Austin Lane.
Anytime there's a new head coach and a full new staff, and you know a lot of the new players as well, there's a turnover and there's a different feeling and there's a different energy in the building, and just trying to grasp that and run with it. And I think the biggest thing, I know I mentioned this in my first press conference, was that it can change very quickly. It can go from unfortunately not very good last year to good and to playoff good very quickly. It's not easy. I'm not saying it's you know, show up and it works, but there's a lot of work that can be done, but it is available. It is an option if we make it the right way and we put the work in and do the right things.
Kuz, is that a Jaguars coach?
That is not.
Okay, good. Well, hey, if we're talking about energy, the guy doesn't bring a lot to the table when talking about energy.
It sounds so familiar to me, but I can't place it.
Shanahan?
No, it's a player.
Oh.
It sounds like a quarterback.
Yep.
Crushing it. Don't tell us just yet.
A new team quarterback.
Yeah, I got that.
So a rookie?
No. I don't know about a
guy that got traded or something?
Yeah.
I don't know. Andy Dalton?
No, not Andy Dalton.
That's what we have running around.
He said no, not Andy Dalton, like it could be another player in the Bears. Nick Foles.
No, don't let that know. You're on the wrong path.
Well, we know hey,
what,
man.
I know what Foles
hey,
sounds like.
Your land bread comes from me. Don't expect me not to eat them. Okay? I got nothing.
Yeah.
Who is it, Kuz?
What do we got, Kuz?
That's Goff.
Goff.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, kind of an afterthought at this point, huh, in Detroit?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Feel bad for the dude. We'll see.
Good luck.
Good luck
there, Jared.
Well, you know, to be fair, the coach there for the Detroit Lions brings enough energy for everybody.
That is correct.
So maybe that's why Goff is so kind of calm and reserved, because he doesn't need to bring any more energy.
Just got to bite some kneecaps.
Bite some kneecaps,
is
man.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, something like that. Smash kneecaps, bite kneecaps, hand and fist, whatever it is.
All right, well, welcome to a 5 o'clock hour here on ESPN 690, talking some NFL.
Football at 5.
Football at 5.
Football at 5.
We jumped into some rookie prop bets.
Yeah.
As we get excited for the upcoming NFL season.
Yep, I'm trying to make some money so I can buy a Lamborghini. I actually probably got mine in the Bentley, but yeah.
Yeah, we're looking right at it right here at the Jacksonville International Auto Show.
Looks like a, what is that, cream?
Yeah.
What would you call that? But it's like it's probably like espresso cream, right? Because it's a fancy
car. It certainly has like a goofy.
Looking at an espresso cream Bentley here. Market price probably, I don't know, $220,000.
A lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a nice car.
It's like 8 or 9 of my cars.
Yeah, for sure.
If you do the math on it.
I mean, I drive a station wagon, so what are we talking about? Okay.
Yeah.
It's actually a sport wagon, but anyways. Flex.
The sport is important.
Flex. Flex, yeah. Everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's get into this prop bets.
All right,
we're
jumping
boys
back
up.
In. We started off with some other QBs around the NFL, but let's jump into Trevor Lawrence now.
Yep.
Passing yards, over under 4,250.
Okay, so the way I'm pursuing this is I'm comparing the numbers from Justin Herbert last year.
Okay.
Because I think we can all agree Justin Herbert had a hell of a rookie year.
Yep.
At the quarterback position, played in 15 games, started 15 games. That was thanks to Tyrod Taylor's doctor for puncturing that lung.
Shout out to Doc.
Shout out to that guy still have a job, do we know?
Probably not.
Man. Okay, anyways.
They kept that one quiet at least.
Yep. So, Justin Herbert last year had 4,336 yards. Stuart, can you repeat the over-under on the prop bet again?
4,250. And here's another.
He's got two more games.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Right? It's that 17-game season.
Schedule. So, as you compare it to some of the numbers from last year,
yeah,
you keep that in mind.
How you feeling about it?
I feel good.
Okay.
I feel good for the over.
You're taking the over?
I'm taking the over.
Man.
And here's my reasoning.
Okay.
Last year, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 guys threw over 4,000 yards.
I like what you're doing here. How many rookies? Just Herbert, obviously, right? I don't think anybody else would have been.
Yeah, just Herbert.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, obviously, there's some pretty good names in there.
Yep.
Some pretty good quarterbacks in that list.
Yep.
But even like Kyler Murray was only 30 yards away from 4,000.
Well, he's good, though.
So is Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, he's my fantasy. Phillip Rivers had 41. Okay, yeah.
You know,
go ahead. Man. And you got to keep in mind, too, do the Jaguars play complimentary football this year as well on defense? Like, does their defense help out their offense? I think so. I'm a Joe Cullen believer.
Does Trevor throw it to the running backs a lot to add up some more yardage?
He could for sure. Urban Meyer spread offense, high powered. Go ahead. You know what? Go ahead and give me the over as well, Stuart.
All right. Of those 4,000 yards, yes, how many of them are going to get him into the end zone? How many passing touchdowns for Trevor Lawrence? Over under set at 27.
If you 27
want to seven touchdowns.
If you want to compare to Justin Herbert last year,
yep, 31.
31 touchdowns. It's 27?
Yep.
Give me the over.
Taking the over.
I'm a believer. What do you got?
I like the over, too.
Okay.
Simply because...
How does it compare to the players last year in the NFL?
Half the league was over 26.
Half the league was.
Over 26. Yep. And now you're adding a game.
Yep. Let's go. Over again.
All right.
Yep.
Over again. We're sending him to Canton.
Yep.
Right away. Here's an interesting one. Trevor Lawrence rushing yards.
So now this one I actually looked up a little bit in terms of his college production.
Okay.
Because he had that 1 year where he had, you know, like I think it was 2019, he ran the ball a lot.
Okay.
And in doing so, looking at it, his highest total, that was his sophomore year, was 563 yards rushing, and he rushed for 9 touchdowns, just to let you know.
Wow, that's a lot of touchdowns.
It is a lot of touchdowns.
Yeah.
Now, it's a high-powered offense.
How many of them were against, like, Wake Forest?
No, for sure.
That's,
for sure.
That's
fair.
The thing. There is no Wake Forest in the NFL.
Harsh to Wake Forest, but fair. But keep in mind, he also had 8 rushing touchdowns last year.
Sorry, Wake Forest. Johnny Wolford, you rock.
It is what it is. So what's the prop bets for?
300 yards rushing.
Over under 300 yards?
Yep.
Oh, man. 300 yards. I think you have to go over, right? How are you feeling about this one? I don't think Urban Meyer is going to let him rush that much.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
But at the same time, is he going to have to scramble?
Is
he going to have to scramble a little bit?
That's who he is.
I'm going to take the under.
You take the under?
I think what you just said about Urban.
Yeah.
Trying to keep him behind that line.
I also think, once again, keep in mind.
I don't want to give him like this.
No,
this large stat line for the entire season.
And also keep in mind the Tim Tebow factor as well.
Yeah.
Where if you need a running quarterback, you call him Tim
Bring him
Tebow.
In there on the Wildcat.
Don't even talk about
Golly.
That. But
he could do a jump pass to a tight end. No, we don't have any tight ends to throw it to.
Now, not quite yet. Unless I try out, which I might try out coming up here pretty soon.
You could take Casey over here.
I could try out. We'll see. I feel pretty good about myself. You know what, Stuart? You're taking the under. I think I'm taking the over.
Okay.
I think that, yes, it's going to be a spread offense, but I also feel like Urban Meyer is going to want the threat of the mobile quarterback. And in doing that,
only has to average 18 yards a game rushing.
In 17 games, right? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I like that. I think Trevor Lawrence does that. Yep. Okay. Go ahead and give me the over.
All right. And next one brings up that stat you just brought up.
Yeah.
How many touchdowns he scored
rushing touchdowns. I think if you still buy into James Robinson and Travis Etienne.
4 over under.
I like if it was at 3. Mm-hmm. I would take him at 4 since that's not the case. I think I'm going over again.
Really?
I think I'm going over.
I'm
going
to take under on this one, too, because in my scenario, I don't have him running that much.
True. Yeah, all right. This is going to be an interesting season for us, Stuart.
And I feel like with ETN right there, he'll be able to. But, okay.
4 is not that many.
So those are some positive stats for you. How about the interception?
Let's not go here with it. Okay, what's the interception number at?
Over under 12.
Interceptions for Trevor Lawrence this season.
Interceptions.
Keep in mind,
we've already said he's going to go over 27 touchdowns.
Justin Herbert had, and I love how I'm compared to everything to Justin Herbert, but, you know, it's the rookie quarterback that sticks out to me.
10 last year for Herbert.
10 last year for Herbert.
The league lead was 15 from Carson Wentz and Drew Lock.
That was the highest.
Each with 15 last year. That was the highest.
And they were playing.
Jameis wasn't throwing it.
That's a good point. He's on the bench.
He was on the bench.
What's because Taysom Hill took his job.
Yeah.
Man. Think back about how bad Carson Wentz was and only have 15 along with Drew Lock.
I'm a little surprised that this number is that low from last year.
Can you see what Joe Burrow threw real quick?
I sure can.
Because I'm curious about a team that threw like nonstop, what he brought to the table. Not like it matters, but I'm curious for the conversation.
5 interceptions for Burrow in his limited time.
And how many games? 9, I think it was? Or no? Wasn't that many?
I don't remember how many
games
it
doesn't.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll say half a season.
Sure.
Give me the under.
I'm
going all in, I guess, on Trevor Lawrence right now. I'm taking the under.
Okay.
What do you got?
I think... That's tough. I don't want to keep throwing out these negative ones for him, but
you kind of are.
I kind of am. I think if he's going to throw over 27 touchdowns, I think that's going to come with some risk.
Okay.
So I'm going to say over.
That's a fair assessment.
Yeah, I'm going to say over. I'm not saying Peyton Manning over.
Let's hope not.
Peyton Manning's rookie record not in peril.
Yeah. Okay.
But I'll go with the over.
All right.
All right. Let me scroll by a couple of these because for some reason it has multiple of the same thing.
Some are just.
Let's move on to some wide receivers.
Yeah, just throw a couple out there real quick.
Okay. Let's go rapid fire. Jamar Chase, 1,100 yards receiving. Oof. Over under.
Over. I like the confidence that he's bringing to the table.
Okay. I'm going to go under.
Okay.
A rookie.
I know.
Just handing a rookie a 1,000
AJ Brown?
1,000-yard season.
Ken Metcalf?
First. Yeah. They can do it.
They can do it.
I just think it's probably easier to not have to do it than to do it.
You're not wrong.
You know.
Yeah.
Because, even Jalen Waddle, they have listed at 800 over.
Yeah, yeah. Jalen Waddle, I'm taking the under.
The under on that
yes.
one? I'll take the over.
Okay.
Love the horns.
Yep.
Devontae Smith, your Heisman Trophy winner, 900 yards.
Going to Philly. Over 900 yards, I'm taking the under. I don't. Actually, no. I'm taking the under for sure. Because, I feel like you can never trust an Eagles wide receiver. Now, I like Jalen Hurts a lot this year. I think he's going to do something special in terms of fantasy football. We'll break that down as we get closer to fantasy football season. But I can't trust in Devontae Smith so early.
All right, here's a couple more Jaguar-related ones. Let's jump back into that.
Yep.
Player with the most rushing yards. Is it Javonte Williams or is it Travis Etienne?
Javonte Williams.
Javonte Williams is what I have listed here.
Shouldn't James Robinson be on this list?
This is... I'm just including a Jaguars player.
Oh, this I'm sorry. Okay. I got you. I'm sorry. All right, so who has more?
Javonte as the favorite at minus 150.
I'm taking Javonte Williams.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think so, especially when you consider James Robinson being
yes.
a part of this
Correct.
Team. Okay. How about most touchdowns? Same two.
Javonte Williams.
Yeah?
Yep.
Player with the most receiving yards, Kadarius Toney or Rashad Bateman?
Ooh.
Toney coming in at -175 favorite.
Bateman went where again? He went to he went to Baltimore?
Where did he go?
I think he went to Baltimore. Or am I completely off?
Yeah, you got it. Baltimore.
Kadarius Toney or give me that's a good one. Who's the favorite?
Toney.
Receiving yards? Yeah, give me Toney. He's okay. He's more of the gadget guy.
All right. There you go.
We good?
Yeah.
Good. I think we got enough prop bets in there.
We've thrown some in. Those are brought to you by The Odds.
TheOdds.com or just whatever?
I don't know.
Is this TheOdds.com or what are we giving credit to here? Fantastic. We have no idea. Okay, cool.
What's it? The odds that Kuz is listening.
Probably not that high right now.
Not listening at minus 300 coming in. We talk about some of these rookies and just the excitement that they're going to bring to the NFL this year, and I always love that aspect of it, is seeing these guys transitioning from the college game into the pro game and bringing that excitement. And it's really cool that the Jaguars have that duo of Lawrence and Etienne.
Yeah.
Changing in the orange for the teal,
mm-hmm.
but still bringing that excitement and blend of football that they had up there in Clemson.
No, for sure. Listen, anytime that you're a starting quarterback coming into the team and you got your running back with you.
Yeah.
I mean, I talk about it all the time. Going to the NFL, it's like being the first day of school over again. And you get to essentially do it with your best friend now? Are you kidding me, man? I don't know how much of the mental factor goes into that. And I'm not sure how much was actually talked about. Hey, let's get Trevor Lawrence comfortable here with, Travis Etienne. But it's only going to help the situation. It's not going to hurt anything. If anything, it's going to help. So it's interesting where you got two guys from the same team, same side of the ball, if you will, and can have a really giant influence on where this team goes forward right away. I mean, how many times has this happened, honestly, in the NFL?
Not a lot.
Not a lot at all.
No.
So it's going to be intriguing to watch. Now, once again, we got to temper expectations a little bit, I think, with Travis Etienne, because I'm not going to give up on James Robinson.
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody should.
Yeah.
No, nor should
1,400
you. I mean,
plus yards from scrimmage.
That guy's earned his stripes.
He did.
I think he's earned a starting spot this season. We'll see how training camp goes, obviously. I'm sure there'll be competition there. But I still want to see James Robinson as a big part of this offense and what they do going forward.
Well, they got Carlos Hyde as well.
Carlos Hyde as well. But we know how Brent Martineau feels about Carlos Hyde.
Well, here's
probably you do as well, because were you doing the show with Brent as well?
I was not stood up by him.
Okay.
No. But Jags brass thinks enough of him to, you know, pay him, bring him in.
Yeah.
So certainly we'll be taking even more of those snaps away from a guy like Etienne.
Yeah.
Which affects those prop bets.
Yep.
That we just rolled out there.
What players do you have your eye on, set aside from obviously ETN and Trevor Lawrence, where you can't wait to watch, see what they do on the field in terms of a hype factor?
I mean, for me, it's Pitts.
Seems to be the overall consensus, obviously.
Obviously, being a Florida grad, that's an exciting part of it.
Yeah.
But so much hype around a tight end.
Yeah.
And tight ends usually don't do as much in that first year. But you have to think that they're going to have to feature him a good amount and take advantage of those mismatches. And having seen it firsthand quite a bit against the SEC this past year, that's exciting. It's exciting to watch. You know, it's exciting to see how they're able to utilize him. Mm-hmm. And you hope that he forms up a good rapport there with Matt Ryan.
I'm really excited to see what these receivers have to offer.
Yeah.
You know, especially the big three. We talk about Jalen Waddle, Ja'Marr Chase, and Devontae Smith. I think that DK Metcalf and A.J. Brown, when they came out, they kind of set a new precedent in terms of how we feel about the wide receiver position. Now, keep in mind, A.J. Brown went the first round, if I'm not mistaken. Metcalf goes a little later on just because of the shuttle run, if you will. But we see what they both done. And if you can do the hindsight 2020 draft, you're taking DK Metcalf first round all day. I mean, with no doubt about it. And I think that kind of set a precedent on saying, hey, if we can get that wide receiver, that game changer, especially where the NFL is going now, where it seems to mirror college football more and more every day, the wide receiver position is an important position. And I'm curious to see, out of these three guys who do things differently, who do things well at the wide receiver position, who can separate themselves from the other two? Or do all three come out right away, hit the ground running, and we're talking about a pretty deep and successful wide receiver class?
I'm excited for the schedule release.
Yeah.
You know, it's stupid. It's silly. We already know all the teams they're playing.
Yeah.
You know, but when you see them in order, you know, in the exact dates that they're going to play them,
yep.
I don't know. I'm just pumped about it. I'm pumped about planning out the fall a little bit.
Yeah.
Seeing, all right, what week are we going to Seattle?
Yeah.
Ah, that's cool.
No, for sure. The other player that I'm excited to see, though, that I think should be mentioned, and it's crazy because he's not getting talked about at all. I think Etienne's even outshining him, which probably should. But Najee Harris is a guy who left a lasting impression on college football fandom. I mean, the guy finished his college career absolutely on fire.
Yeah.
Obviously was a Heisman Trophy candidate. One could wonder if it wasn't for Devontae Smith, you know, where Najee Harris would have stood. And he really showcased the fact that he's more than just this bruising back like we think about Derrick Henry, right? He showcased his receiving skills too. And going to a place like Pittsburgh that is in such dire need of a revamp on their offensive line, number one, but also their running game, number two.
You lose James Conner.
You thought James Conner was going to be the guy.
Yep.
He kind of fell off a little bit. Benny Snell, more of a third down back, couldn't be a bell cow. I want to see how Najee Harris is going to do for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Because let's keep in mind, if they can win the football, that passing game opens up a little bit with their dynamic receivers. And now Pittsburgh's back to where they were a couple years ago.
I saw one of the analysts saying that Najee Harris is going to extend Roethlisberger's career by an extra 2 years or something.
He very well could be, man. It's all about complementary football. If you can run the ball, you can also pass the ball.
All right, beautiful thing. We're going to take a quick timeout here on Action Sports Jacks Radio, live from the Jacksonville International Auto Show in downtown Jacksonville. Come stop by. Check out some cars. Maybe take one home. Pretty sure you could do that.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe the Lamborghini.
I think they're selling them here.
And the Bentley.
Yeah.
Yeah, come get you a couple.
Sell some of that Bitcoin.
Yes.
It could happen.
Some Doge. Take a car to the moon.
Yep.
All right. We'll be right back.
Austin Lane.
I want you to put yourself in Leonard Fournette's shoes. Probably a little bigger shoes than you're rocking right now. Mm-hmm. Shocker, you're wearing sandals, and that's all good, though.
Brent Martineau.
Well, you are, too. They're just like, look like
I might
bands.
As well be. I might as well be.
Action Sports Jax on ESPN 690.
Sports Jax Radio on ESPN 690. We are live on location at the Jacksonville International Auto Show.
Mm-hmm.
Folks checking out some new vehicles.
Got some Volkswagens, some nice-looking Volkswagens behind us right now.
Shout out to them.
Yeah, I'm trying to get an endorsement, basically. It's what my goal
is. Yeah, I mean,
right,
it's fair.
Yeah.
I like it.
Trying to get Brent off the all the commercials.
All right, so, yeah, he does have a lot of those, doesn't he?
Back to back to back to back to back, Brent Martineau's, yes?
Yeah.
All right, what do you got for us?
I want to talk a little softball. I saw this box score pop across the timeline.
Can I just say real quick, though?
Sure.
I mean, there's other sports going on this weekend that I can break down.
Yes.
We're going softball, though. And that's fine.
Yes.
But I hope it's a good story, Stuart. I hope it's worth our time.
Oh,
it's no pressure.
It is a record-breaking story.
I hope it's a big one. Let's get into it.
How about this? Alabama, high school softball.
Okay.
Park Crossing, home of.
Okay, so it's not topical. It's in Alabama, not in Florida. So
Park Crossing, home of the Thunderbirds.
Okay, well, that's the alma mater in high school. That's my mascot.
Yeah,
so
there's your first hook.
Off to a good start.
Taking on Sidney Lanier High School.
Super aggressive name. Okay.
It's a lake. Lanier.
Wait, what?
Lake Lanier.
Oh, yeah, but
probably not the one for Alabama because it's in Georgia.
There it is.
But both named after the same guy.
You're gonna get there. It's all right. All right. Okay, cool.
Final score.
Okay.
Park Crossing 46.
Excuse me.
Sidney Lanier 45.
Pardon me, sir.
High school softball.
So they put up over 90 runs.
91 runs.
Softball game. Was this a home run derby or was it a softball game, though? Dude, how does that happen? I've never heard of a game going over, like, 20.
Here's your problem.
Okay.
A combined 20 hits in this game.
That's not enough hits, though.
That's not enough hits.
So what are we talking about here?
We're talking about 65 walks.
You got to be kidding me.
29 hit by pitches.
Were they playing in a hit? What?
29 players got plunked in this game.
Hold up.
29 hit by pitches.
Do we know how many from each team? Like, were they playing in a typhoon? How do you hit that many people? Hey, how do you hit, like, three people and not get, like, pulled from the game?
Sidney Lanier's mascot, by the way, the Poets.
That's pretty cool.
I'm guessing Sidney Lanier might have been a writer.
Yeah.
Just going out on a limb here.
Never heard of her. Now, if you want to call your school like the Maya Angelou's, then okay.
Well, like Ed White is the Commanders, named after former Commander Ed White.
Sure.
He was an astronaut.
I was going to say, what was he commanding? Okay,
yeah.
Fair enough. Space, I got it.
Commanded the space.
So how many hit-by-pitches again?
29. That's a lot.
Do we know any more background to this game? Like, there's got to be something to this. There's no way a team... So let's give them the benefit of the doubt. Let's say half those were each team, right?
Okay.
So let's say the one team had 16 hit-by-pitches.
Sure.
I feel like by the fourth or fifth one, if the benches don't clear, you just got to suspend the team and say, hey, guys, obviously you didn't bring your A games today. You're hitting everybody. This is not safe. I'm calling the game off.
A starting pitcher for Sidney Lanier. She
got shelled.
She went the whole game. Six and a third innings.
Yeah.
Gave up 46 runs, 34 of them earned.
Hey,
not good for the ERA.
At what point do you pull your starting pitcher? What, I don't know, 8 runs? 16 runs? 46 runs? You kidding me?
Not ideal.
Why would you keep her in? And I'm shouting right now. People are like, what am I talking about? That's fine. This game is insane. Did it go extra innings? No.
No. Regulation, 7-inning game.
45 to 46. By the way, I don't like how this box score is set up, and Brent Martineau would be very upset right now where
he
they
should
have
be livid about it,
the
yeah.
low score ahead
of the
winning score.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
I'm retweeting it right now on @StuartASJackson, in case
plug.
You want to take a look at the...
What a plug. See?
You want to take a look at the box score.
I knew there was something to it. This is a made-up softball story, and Stuart's trying to get more Twitter followers. I knew there was something to this whole thing.
I mean, if people want to follow me, I'm not going to be upset about
Makes sense. Makes sense. You news guys are all the same. But no, that's actually a crazy story, though.
Yeah.
I wish I had more details about what...
That starting pitcher hit 16 girls from the Lanier team.
How many?
16 girls she hit with a pitch.
That's like getting hit through the lineup like twice or three times.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't tell me softball.
Twice-ish.
Twice-ish. What about the other team? How many pitchers did they use?
They used 3 different pitchers.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, 2. Sorry. One of them started. They replaced her. Then they brought her back in later for a little more.
For a little more punishment?
Yeah.
I'm at a loss for words, man. That's the craziest story I've heard all week.
Well, high school softball, we do have some here tonight in the area.
Yeah.
Albeit one of the games.
Yep.
I'm not expecting 91 runs.
Hope not.
Really hope not.
Hope
especially
not.
Knowing the starting pitcher for one of the two teams.
Oh, you better believe it. She's young. She's an ace. That's what we've heard.
Yep.
So hopefully we'll see how she does there, and that's Creekside, right?
Yep,
Creekside. Shout out to Creekside. I mean, I'm not biased or anything, but might have to be.
Yeah, we're totally biased.
Might have to be biased towards
see,
Creekside.
See, here's the good thing about the playoffs.
Yeah.
Is that this time of year, there's a lot of matchups we can be biased.
Yes.
Because we're playing teams from out of our area.
Yep.
Now, if it's two local teams playing each other, then we're there for both teams.
Yep.
But I don't want the Orlando team to win.
No, I hear you.
I want the Jacksonville team to win.
I'm absolutely with you. Well, at least you got it was pouring rain yesterday, so softball games got canceled. But we got a little sunshine today, and that's going to be good for you to cover. And speaking of sunshine,
what a
segue.
I saw it coming. What a beautiful segue.
I mean, I can only pat myself on the back so much, right?
Yep.
But 2 for 2 today on the segues. Now, the whole guessing
don't hear,
audio
don't
thing.
Don't hear your shoulder.
I won't.
Trying to pat yourself on the back.
Well, I'll be honest. I don't do segues.
Yeah.
But I had to do them today, right? Because someone's got to take the lead here.
Okay.
I figured I would sometimes, and you take the lead sometimes
sure.
as well. It's like a dance. It's like Dirty Dancing, where you take the lead, I take the lead. We're not Dirty Dancing together. I'm just saying in the realm of everything. Cool. Anyways.
Not a good segue.
Speaking of sunshine, Trevor Lawrence, nickname.
Yep.
Social media hype. Team branding. Seems like the Jaguars.
They've already used sunshine in a team branding.
Are on, it's been done before, but it seems like the Jacksonville Jaguars are on board of calling Trevor Lawrence this year sunshine.
Yeah.
It's been done before.
I don't like it.
Blaine Gabbert, obviously.
Yep.
Rings a bell.
Or any other quarterback who's had long hair ever.
True. And it comes from Remember the Titans, which Titans... I'll say it again, Titans, so you don't like that either.
We remember them.
We don't, but do you? Do you want to remember Derrick Henry?
Him.
Okay, there you go.
For how's that?
Every highlight ever in his NFL 100 thing, it seems like, in Jacksonville.
It does.
Anyways, how do we feel about Trevor Lawrence being called Sunshine?
I don't like it.
Not one bit.
No.
Yeah.
I don't like it. It's not him. It's not personalized enough to him.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. It's pretty generic.
It's very generic, and so many people have had it before.
Yeah.
And it basically just says you have long hair.
Yeah. That's it. I hear you.
That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, I get the brand. Jags have already done some branding with it, saying, I had a picture of him with a Florida outline behind him that said, Sunshine's State.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's clever. It's clever. Good job, Jags.
Social media
team.
So is this going to be another thing where, like, you thought it was going to go 904, and now it seems like they're sticking with Duvall? Do you think the goal was to go Sunshine, but now maybe due to social media interaction, they're going to shy away from that a little bit?
I don't know. I think
are we all in on Sunshine?
Sunshine. They're going to do...
Which I can't even say properly.
They're going to do whatever they want to do.
Okay.
I think it has... The best analogy I can use is soccer teams.
Mm-hmm.
Globally, most soccer teams don't have an official, like, mascot.
Okay.
Like, if you look at different teams, Manchester United, for example.
The Reds.
They're not, that's not in the name.
But they're the
like
Reds.
Like an American one.
But they're the Reds.
Yeah, the Red Devils.
And they've got that.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
Which was formed organically through the team. Red Devils, you know, that's coming from the style of play, from the fan base.
Sure.
That's all...
Well, it's pretty badass, too.
Oh, it's really badass.
Yeah, okay.
But it's all built up organically, is what I'm saying.
Sure.
That's how I feel like this nickname should be.
This wasn't built up organically, obviously.
No, this was predetermined.
Do you have any other good nickname ideas for Trevor Lawrence?
I saw somebody on, I believe it was YouTube, said T-Law.
See, I don't like T-Law either.
I don't know either. Yeah.
And I've seen T-Law on social media.
Yeah.
And I probably should say something, but I let it slide. I'm not a T-Law supporter either.
Okay.
How do you feel about The Law?
The Law?
The Law of Actionville.
Ooh. I mean, The Law is never wrong.
Yeah.
So I guess that's right.
I mean, now it just makes you wish they got Mac Jones. It could be Maxionville, you know? I mean, it writes itself, but no, I'm
for, happy for appearances on Maction News Jax.
I mean, if you want to take it that far, by all means.
Maction Sports Jax.
Let's go to the Trevor Tracker real quick here, because this is the guy to talk to in terms of Trevor Lawrence's nickname because he is so storied on social media with the Trevor Tracker.
And I feel like this is half of what they do on WAPE.
It's a good... Well, be nice now.
I'm just saying.
Can you just be nice? But yes, Kuz, how do you feel about Sunshine? Do we go down that road? Is there a different direction we should take it? Your thoughts on the Trevor Tracker.
Yeah, I don't like Sunshine.
Oh, wow. This is coming from the Trevor Tracker.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that. I kind of, you know, honestly, and I know it's going to be a sensitive one, but I saw someone call him the Jacksonville Jesus, and I kind of like that.
I could see that one not gaining a lot of traction.
He needs to grow a beard, and it'll be good.
I'll be honest, I'm not mad at that. I mean,
yeah, I get it.
But 2021.
But he doesn't have the beard. Yeah, 2021.
Well, is the beard, was it going to be the upset? Because I feel it's more about religion.
Well,
I didn't know it was the beard that was the big deal breaker.
Needs a beard.
Sure. Yes. And if we get past the beard, do you think that it's going to be okay to call him that?
He saves the team.
Stuart, okay. Okay. Do you know what year it is, though?
I know. No, okay. It certainly would not play
Sir,
well.
Tim Tebow's coming to the team.
You're right.
Okay, so let's get our heads on straight.
You're right.
Okay. Kuz, any other ideas?
Honestly, no. That one, I saw that and I went, yep, I want that, and then stopped.
All right. We know where Kuz lives.
He was one and done. Kuz, anything on the latest Trevor Tracker, anything we should know about?
Just more endorsements, you know? I mean, I feel like that's all he posts about now on social media.
What else does he have now? Did he add some more to the repertoire?
Adidas dropped the NFT of him.
I know. He's in the NFT game already.
Yeah.
Yep.
So,
non-fungible.
And then he just seems hyped for, you know, he stayed at an Airbnb. If you want that,
I saw that post, but it didn't say like ad.
Yeah.
It didn't say ad.
But he just did
specifically
it.
Mentioned Airbnb.
Okay.
Maybe he's out there trying to get some more ad reads for commercial breaks.
Kuz, any more info on the Airbnb stay? Was it in Jacksonville? What kind of Airbnb are we talking about? Was the review good?
It looks like a very nice place. He says it's very nice. I guess it's either his mom, or I'm assuming it's either his mom or his wife's. Mom,
okay.
That it's hung out with is his mom. Okay, yeah. Okay. So
that was a pre-draft Airbnb.
Okay,
so just
okay.
before the draft, had a nice little getaway where they were able to reset their minds.
I wonder, does that count as their honeymoon? Was that their honeymoon then?
Kuz,
that was with his mom.
You're the
what?
Kuz.
No, but I mean, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, if they took that spot to like hang out and disconnect, does that end up being considered their honeymoon? Like, the mom was also at their honeymoon.
Okay. I can't stress this enough.
Yeah, I don't know.
I give you so many opportunities, Kuz. Okay? Don't tell me there's 1 minute left in the segment, okay? And he just did that to me. You probably can't hear it on the air, but he said 1 minute.
Yeah, that was not on the air.
No.
Yeah.
I'm going to need 5 more minutes because you're the Trevor Tracker, dude. So you tell me where the honeymoon's at.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They didn't post about a honeymoon, so I'm thinking this is his honeymoon post.
Without the risk of shouting in the middle of the Jacksonville car show, there is no way he had his mom on his honeymoon. It's not how it goes down.
He's a family guy.
Well, yeah, that's true. Was his brother there too, you think, then?
No, definitely
not. No. Well, then what are we talking about? No, I don't think it was a honeymoon. I think it just was a...
It was a staycation, as the tweet will illustrate.
Well, hey, thank you from Stuart Weber and the Trevor Tracker. I mean, that's all. I just had to ask Stuart. Now I know for next time. Next time I want the Trevor Tracker, I'll just ask Stuart. Kuz, you happy with that?
Yeah, that's fine.
He's over it. Whatever.
5:40 on a Friday.
When we come back, honeymoons. Do you go on there with your mom or do you leave her at home?
That's a short two-letter answer.
Probably no.
No.
But we'll get into it. For real, though, when we come back here on Action Sports Jackson, ESPN 690, I'll give you one thing for the weekend.
Yeah.
That maybe you should be watching, that maybe you should be doing, or maybe you should be talking about.
I have a feeling yours is going to involve combat sports.
I am a one-trick pony. More on ESPN 690 when we get back.
Action Sports Jax Radio here on ESPN 690. Austin Lane, a little less than pleased with the music underneath your last little ad read there.
No, I'm just joking. I'm just being impossible to work with.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'll be honest. If I was doing an ad read, I probably wouldn't pick country music to go over it.
That's why I put it there.
I don't know. This is who's getting back.
A paradigm shift.
A paradigm shift. Yes, indeed. But I'm not going to lose sleep about it. It's all good. Yeah.
It's more Brett Martineau style.
Well, I am more upset. And if we're on the topic, okay. I am more set with Kuz.
Yeah.
When we had to record the spots where it's like, you know, Amazon Echo and all that stuff. And then at the end, I'm like, I'm not going to say listen to our podcast, yada, yada, and that. Then I go, hey, let's listen to our podcast. And he edited all that part out, and all it says is,
Please listen to our podcast.
And I sound like a Jake Paul or a Logan Paul type, and that's not what I aspired to be.
Stealing
people's
hats.
I'm like a YouTube influencer, and it's because of Kuz.
Oh, dear.
But it's all good, dude.
Come on, Kuz.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. So Friday means that it's time for the weekend?
Yes. Give us one thing.
Which means?
Week. This is Brent's thing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We're giving one thing for the weekend.
Yeah. What are you going to watch? What should people be talking about? Hit us with it.
I'm excited about Throwback Weekend. Every year when NASCAR heads to Darlington, the track too tough to tame.
Okay. And why is it called that?
It's a tough track.
You can't
tame it.
Well, I feel like Bristol would be the toughest track, right, in terms of crashes and all that stuff?
Yeah, that's another good one. But
Might be the one, though, huh?
Everyone has different nicknames.
Okay, I got you.
So, you know.
I mean, it's a badass nickname. I'm just saying.
Yeah, Bristol's got the bull ring.
Okay, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, Darlington earned it.
It earned it. Okay, got you. Please continue. Sorry.
So every year they do the throwback.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of the different drivers or their paint schemes
will
have some old school stuff and usually something with some significance to it.
Okay.
Which is pretty cool. And I had a chance to head up to the race in Darlington a couple years ago. Pretty cool. Pretty cool historic track. Good stuff.
Favorite track that you've been to?
The OG. It's Daytona, man.
Daytona.
Yeah, that's the one I went to every year growing up. So,
do you think
of fun at Daytona.
Do you think, so from that standpoint, is it more about, I mean, it's everything, right? It's Daytona, and I get that. But is it the quality of race that you get with that track, or is it just the environment, the atmosphere, and knowing that you're at Daytona? You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. I think it's a little bit of both.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, because you are gonna get a certain blend of racing with the super speedway stuff.
Yeah.
But for me, there's so much nostalgia.
Yeah.
You know, anytime I walk in there, even now when I'm doing work stuff, I just love heading over there. Which, speaking of which, this summer's race, the Coke Zero Sugar 400, taking place in late August, going to have a full front stretch grandstand. They just announced today that 100% capacity. We'll be at the NASCAR race this summer in Daytona.
Cool. So, I mean, do you sense now that all the races are going to kind of go back to normalcy in the summertime?
I think it's going to depend on the state. A lot of it has to do with what state you're in.
Sure.
And so Florida has certainly moved everything in that direction.
Yeah. I mean, you saw that with the UFC.
Opening up capacity for all the events. And like you said, with the UFC.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're any event in the state of Florida right now and you saw what the UFC did, you have to be like, well, can we do it?
Yeah.
Because they just did it indoors. And here we are 2 weeks later. Tomorrow would be 2 weeks removed, I believe, from the UFC event.
Correct.
And we haven't really heard anything about it. So from that standpoint, it appears to have been a success.
Well, and generally, too, if we're talking about these NASCAR races, predominantly a lot of them are in the South, right?
Correct.
Where you think things would maybe be, I mean, you know, throwing politics aside.
Yeah.
But you think those would be a little more opened up than as opposed to having to go to California or up in the East Coast.
And that certainly affected the schedule earlier this year where they dropped the race in California, added an extra race at the Daytona Road Course. Next month they have two races in Pennsylvania at Pocono. So I believe those have some limited capacity as well. Something to keep an eye on. But Daytona this summer?
Yeah.
100% capacity. How about your
give you one thing. I'll be honest with you. I'm going to give you this one thing, but I'm a little disappointed because nobody's really talking about it because, once again, we get we get covered with Jake Paul and Logan Paul and Floyd Mayweather, and that's the big story. But there's a really intriguing and a really great boxing event going on this weekend between Canelo Alvarez and Billy Joe Saunders. Now, Canelo... you know, pound for pound, one of the best fighters in the world, but also probably the most popular fighter right now. He's really the guy. So this fight's taking place on DAZN, and DAZN's like one of those streaming apps. Canelo is really the first guy that signed to one of these streaming apps, and he kind of started the whole streaming revolution. You know, being a Mexican fighter, obviously the whole country of Mexico loves their fighters.
Yep.
And he's just, you know, the latest of a glorified run of professional boxers. So he's taken a guy by the name of Billy Joe Saunders, who is undefeated. And keep my Canelo right now. He's had 58 total fights. Has one loss out of all those fights. His loss came to, take a guess,
Mayweather.
Yeah, and this is back when Canelo was super young, just starting out. So he's taking a guy by the name of Billy Joel Saunders over from England, trains with Tyson Fury, actually comes from the same lineage of Tyson Fury, where his, I think his grandpa was a gypsy, and, you know, so there's like the whole gypsy boxing thing. Yeah.
Sure.
So comes from that whole lineage, undefeated fighter, and has everything. Has everything in terms of style, in terms of credentials, if you will, and also the gift of gab, which you look for in a boxer. Where Canelo is a little more polarizing, just being from Mexico, his power, what he brings to the ring. Billy Joel Saunders is more of the complete package. Canelo is obviously the favorite right now. I think last time I checked, he's like minus 400. Don't sleep on Billy Joel Saunders, though. This fight has been a long time coming. They finally got the deal done. Like I said, it's not getting hyped up like it should be. But Billy Joe Saunders isn't a guy that's just going to kneel down to Canelo Alvarez. Like the fix is not going to be in for this fight. I think that Billy Joe Saunders is going to give everything that he has to try to beat Canelo Alvarez. Keep in mind, too, Billy Joe Saunders, the weight advantage is going to be the same, obviously, on weigh-in day. But Billy Joe Saunders has the reach advantage by a lot and also has the height advantage by a lot as well. That's never stopped Canelo before.
Sure.
He's accustomed to this. He's used to this. But definitely a fight to watch. Definitely a fight to check out in the world of boxing. We're talking about real boxing.
How come we didn't hear any sound bites on that in the show today?
No, it's like I said, no one's talking about it.
Yeah.
Like it's, and I think being from DAZN, too.
Yeah.
So like it's one thing if it's like top-ranked boxing where it's ESPN.
Right.
Then you're on ESPN channels. DAZN, unfortunately, like they're not all about
the
promotional
the
stuff.
Yeah.
They don't have the footprint, which is a shame because
it is.
This fight should be getting a lot more.
It is. Yeah.
It is. It could be one of the biggest fights of the year, honestly.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Who's winning it? Who you got?
I gotta take Canelo.
Yeah.
But people are writing Billy Joe Saunders off. I think it's gonna be a battle, and I think that you could see some surprising results. I'm taking Canelo, but I'm saying if Billy Joe Saunders wins, I wouldn't be surprised.
All right.
There you go, man.
I'll have to look it up.
Check it out. DAZN.
DAZN.
Or, you know, if you want to do the other thing. But I ain't going to encourage that on the show.
To watch.
Yeah. Kinda, well, you know, it's not an ESPN brand, so it's all good. Say what do you want about DAZN.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Go play.
Apps.
Thanks for answering the bat signal today and helping me out.
Absolutely. You know, always good to come.
Take us home.
Talk a little sports. Of course, we'll be doing it again on Monday, 3 o'clock. We'll talk to you then. Brent Martin will be back.
For Brent Martino, Stuart Weber helping me out, Justin Kuhn's back in the studio pushing all the right buttons. I'm Austin Lane. Y'all have a great weekend. Stay safe. Stay casual. We'll see you Monday. Peace.
Come buy a Lamborghini.
Yeah.